Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Shaggy. I was going back and forth with it.
Welcome to the Friday morning
edition.
At
first I was Miss Decker.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, nah. I don't have the legs for it.
Of Lost Podcast.
Yes.
And here we are, our three-part season finale, which a lot of the late-night hosts are making fun of.
Yeah.
We watched
Lena with Evangeline Lilly, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
And she was doing something funky with her ear. I mean, I was like going.
Well, then she was on Kimmel and she was eating a sandwich.
Yeah, she's eating a sandwich on Kimmel.
But it seemed like our late-night hosts were making fun of the three-part.
But she was quick to say, don't make fun of the three-part.
Well, I know. Yeah, come on. Late night people, quit making fun of the three. I understand. I get it, you know?
But they don't get it.
I know. It's just, you know, they're not. I guess they just need a late night monologue.
I guess
so. Some kind of joke.
And Josh Holloway's on Kimmel tonight.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Are you taping that?
I am taping it, sir.
All right. So I think we had another good start to the season finale.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I really like the flashback. I mean, we'll get to that later. But I really can't wait for actually what this episode
was. Was it a true flashback, though, or are we stuck in that middle thing again?
That's a flash forward.
Or flash forward.
See, the tough part calling it a flash forward is there'll be like parts in the flash forward that'll be further in front of time, but then the
that's
ones that
I
are
said,
further
we
back.
We gotta come up with something else.
Well, let's just call it if it's off the island, like after the island, it's just a flash forward. And if it's before the island, it's a flashback.
Why don't we just call it off the island?
No, because that sounds like a bad like spin-off TV show.
Maybe that'll be the spinoff.
Oh, God, if they do that, it'll be awful. All right, so we have a lot to get into today. We've got
Lost Recap. You have no faith in the writers?
If they have all the same writers, maybe, but if it's like one of those cheap spinoffs with like three, like Aftermath.
Yeah, was, no that thanks. Was pretty bad.
So we got a lot to get into today. Lost Recap, lots of listener feedback. Do we have a new Crackpot Theory of the Week, Jack?
Yeah.
That didn't sound too confident.
Hey, there wasn't much in this episode to come up with, I think, crackpot-ish. I was trying to think, what's a secret going on? Uh-huh. Oh, you can't tell the secret. That's a secret.
Well, I know. Like 45 minutes in, you're like, crap. I still don't have a crackpot theory of the week.
And then we're sitting like going, okay. You got people over here, people over on this side of the island, people on the boat.
Uh-huh.
Yet they're all on the plane together. What's going on with that?
I know.
It's crazy talk.
We'll discuss it in the recap.
Okay.
But before we get into anything, if you like to pay Jay and Jack's shirt, you can click the link right now on the AAC feed.
And you're running out of time.
It's late.
You're running out of time.
Why are we running out of time?
Because we are. We're running out of time to buy a Jay and Jack shirt.
Oh, okay. Sure. Running out of time. Also, you can click the link at janejack.com, or you can check out shopsaminate.com.
This is so much easier than doing it from the cabin.
Yes, it is. God, it was Disney internet hell.
Yeah.
But
that's
we're back
why, that's
now.
Why the MP3
is
on it.
The MP3 is, I couldn't upload that, and the actual AAC got messed up from uploading, and it was just, that was just a nightmare. But overall, we did have a
when
great
family
vacation.
When you're stuck
vacation.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's tough.
All right, but let's get into the last recap, Jack. What do you say?
All right. Well, you know what it was? You know what the problem was?
What?
The guy controlling everything was called Goofy.
Actually, no. I think there's, you know, a conspiracy theory. Disney owns ABC, which runs Lost. I think the official Lost podcast was trying to shut us down. Chris, I'm talking to you.
I think, you know, you could be right.
Because we saw Chris's face plastered all over the ABC commissary.
Yeah, it was like...
And Disney Hollywood Studios. Like, Chris, we're coming after you.
Well, I threw my soda at him.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into Lost Recap. Right. Here we go. Lost recap.
You know what I just thought?
What?
Thought of?
Yes.
I only have to listen to that stupid song one more time.
But then you'll miss it like around July or August.
No. No. Don't think I will.
All right. We had a new episode today. What was it called, Jack?
There's No Place Like Home.
Part one of three.
Part one of three. Oh, before... Oh, we'll say that later on the show.
Okay. Well, it starts out with kind of a window plane. I was like, oh, we're going to go like a flashback to the crash. Oh, no. We're actually in a Coast Guard kind of cargo, one of those big planes.
Yeah.
And he had a little lucky rabbit's foot that he was rubbing.
We saw that twice.
Mm-hmm. Think there's something behind that at all?
I don't know.
But we find out that it is actually a plane holding the Oceanic 6.
Yes, and that's what the press is calling them, the Oceanic 6.
Yes, an Oceanic representative goes back and we see...
So that explains the whole Aaron thing. That's why
Aaron is one of the Oceanic 6.
I think Ryan was the first one to come up with that.
Who?
The transmission.
I can't remember.
But I'll give him credit because...
It wasn't that preview back before the first half of the season started.
Yeah.
I mean, ended.
I guess.
But they land in Hawaii and they meet their family. It was a very nice kind of
homecoming. I was all emotional.
Very nice little teary-eyed.
For a second there, I thought I was watching an episode of Hill Street Blues.
Yes, and Jack, before that, said everyone's going to stick to their story. So
I did say that.
And Kate has no one there for her. And I think it's not so much that she has no family, but she's happy that there's no cops or anything going
in. Right, that's what she was looking for. She was looking for federal agents, and there was no one there. But don't you think there would be federal agents there?
Yeah, exactly. I just think that's a little weird. Granted, she was supposed to be dead. I don't know. But to me, it does seem a little weird that she wasn't put in custody.
There wasn't anybody there.
Considering...
A Boy Scout.
Considering how...
Her handcuff. Any you know, someone.
Yeah, considering the kind of manhunt they had for her, or womanhunt they had for her.
Yeah.
Seems kind of odd.
It just seemed odd.
Yeah. Then we come out of the flash forward to the Beachies, and they're deciding what to do with the phone. And Jack gives the phone to Faraday, who turns on the monitors to hear what they're saying.
And don't do anything stupid.
Yes. And Kimi says they're going to the Orchid station.
What's the Orchid?
On the secondary plan, as Faraday says later. But Jack gets Kate, and they're going to go after the helicopter because they think Desmond and Saeed are on the helicopter, and they're going to go take
and
them
Julia's
to the rescue.
And Julia's not too happy about this.
Well, yeah, because she's warned him about the surgery, and he could, you know, bleed to death and all this
but,
kind of stuff.
You know, Jack's a gamer.
See, that's the thing is, Jack does get a little stubborn sometimes. He doesn't know when to let go, as his father said many times.
Right. Well, that's his curse in life, I guess.
Okay. But then Faraday tells Charlotte that they're going the secondary protocol, and they're going to the Orchid, and they need to get off this island.
Because he whipped out his little notebook.
Well, yeah, and
That book has everything.
Yes, exactly. And he also had his own little drawing of that Orchid Station logo, which was on Ben's jacket.
Right.
The Halifax jacket.
Would he be lost without that notebook?
It's very well possible. I like that. I like, you know, if that ever came out on eBay, I'd like to buy that notebook. Just see all the kind of stuff they're written there. Because, I mean, there's got to be just pages where there's like, blah, 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 just writing some stupid
like
crap.
Like Jay's a jerk.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. Just for show. But we come out of commercial break. They're following the sat phone. And then someone's coming out of the jungle, and they get their guns ready, and it's Miles.
Yeah, I guessed wrong on that one.
You thought it was Sawyer.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Sawyer.
But Sawyer was actually right behind them with Aaron. And they tell him what's going on. Kate gets Aaron, and they're going to go after... Sawyer and Jack decide to go after Saeed and them, and Kate is going to take the baby back to the island.
You don't get to die alone.
Exactly. We then go back to the flash forward, and they're doing an Oceanic press conference with the survivors of Oceanic 815. And the lady tells a story about how they drifted to this uncharted island in Mabata or something like that.
I think it was Mabata.
And
I kind of wrote it down, but... Yeah, I can't read my writing right now, and I didn't go back.
But then some kind of ship wrecked the shore that gave them food and supplies, and then there was a raft.
It was a raft, of course.
Yeah, and they drifted to the island of Sumba.
On 108 days,
mm-hmm.
when Kate had the baby.
Mm-hmm.
108 days, could that be one of...
You know, if you add all the numbers, it equals 108.
Does it?
Yes.
Cool.
But so then they start answering questions to the press. And we find out that Sun says her husband didn't survive the crash.
But she hesitated. Jack was looking at her like, don't you dare.
Yeah.
Don't make me get up out of this seat.
So it's either, I mean, it goes either way. It's like he could still be alive or she's really hurt because that's not how he died.
I'm
going to
say right now,
I'm
telling you right now, he's still alive.
Yeah.
I'm making a guarantee.
Dude, your guarantees aren't worth anything.
I'm guaranteeing it.
Actually, you know, I'd rather you not guarantee because I want him to live.
I'm going to guarantee it.
Okay. Now he's a dead man. but also, Kate, they are saying you had to be 6 months pregnant if, you know, was it 15 weeks old?
Yeah. No, 5 weeks old.
Was it five? I said 15 weeks old.
I wrote down 5 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're off either way. We're off by 10 weeks. Does that matter?
No, it's 10 weeks. That's nothing.
Of course, 15 is one of the numbers.
But then they start questioning about why, you know, it's her past life, her criminal life, and the oceanic representative quickly shuts that down. But then they start to leave, and Jack says, good job sticking to your stories, guys. And the one of the guys there says...
So, go come back again.
Okay.
Why the secret? Why can't they just tell the truth?
It's obvious whatever's going to hopefully happen in the season finale will tell
now,
us
why,
that.
Why do the Oceanic Six care? Why do they have to hide it? Obviously, the Oceanic
Six?
They want to hide something.
Oh, yeah,
they're,
the Oceanic Company?
Something.
Yeah, they're definitely hiding
something.
Why would
the Six hide, unless they were promised a lot of money, but Hurley doesn't want any money. But he doesn't want...
He doesn't want the curse.
The curse, so yes. I don't know.
But then Saeed has a visitor, and it is Nadia.
Yeah.
And they have their nice reunion, which was very nice.
And what did I shout at the screen? Run, Nadia. Run. Run. Go away. Just get away from the kiss of death.
Saeed, the kiss of death.
Right.
But then we come out of the flash forward to Saeed, who drives his little boat ashore. And
hallelujah.
And tells them that they need to get off the island, and they need to take six at a time. And that's when Kate tells them that Jack's actually going towards a helicopter. And Saeed decides he's going to go after them. And Kate says, you need a good tracker like me. And then so Kate tags along and gives the baby to Sun. And then Faraday takes control and starts getting six people at a time on the raft to go back.
Did it seem weird that they would take... Wouldn't you take all the women first?
Yeah.
I could see Jin going with Sun.
Yeah.
You might want to take one guy along with Faraday. But there was another guy on there. There was a log-carrying guy on there.
Still some left.
Yeah.
Well, see, log-carrying guys are an endangered species. They still need to have people they can kill, so they need to bring them along.
That's true. He might be needed later on the episode. Hey, can you go and plug those?
Yeah. This C4 right here, can you guys just like throw yourselves on that?
We found something that you might want to handle.
We cut the commercial break. We come back to Hurley, Ben, and Locke. They are going to go to the Orchid. And Ben goes upon an old chest, and Locke asks what's in it before he opens
it. He puts his foot on like, hey, buddy.
Yeah, let me see what's in here.
I'm in charge here.
But he opens it up, and I guess it's his old chest, and he pulls out some old Dharma crackers in a tin can.
Yeah, only 15 years old.
Yeah.
But Hurley seemed to think they're okay.
I'm sorry, those crackers, those little saltine, if those are out for like
it wasn't
a day,
like
those
it was like a tin.
Stale.
It was like it wasn't really airtight.
Yeah,
so
that's what I'm saying.
There's no way they could have tasted good.
Yeah, but then he picks up a mirror and he says, "We're gonna do with that." And he says, "I'm sending a signal." And then he flashes a little mirror, and then up in the kind of hillside there's another mirror flash.
And they said, "What did you say?" And he goes, "I'm not gonna tell you."
Yeah,
neener.
We then go back to the Beachies, and they're planning to get off the island. And Saeed goes for Jack with Kate, and Faraday starts taking people to the ship.
Now, if you were a beachy,
yes,
or a log-carrying person, or just some rando guy, the way the plan keeps changing back and forth. First, the helicopter; these people are here to save us. Now they're not—they're here to kill us.
Yeah, I know. Gone so many different places.
I mean, there's so many different directions. We got to get off the island.
Who do you trust?
Stay on the island. What's the deal? Of course,
who do you trust?
You're not allowed to speak anyway. So I guess if you got a chance to get on the raft and get some airtime, you go with it. But I'd be a little, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah,
Let's relax here for a second. Let's get under control.
But I guess if you trust Saeed, you know, he's coming back from the boat.
I guess.
And remember, the doctor washed ashore with his throat slit.
Right, that's true.
So there's definitely things going on there.
Okay.
We then go to Sun's flash forward. I think this was probably my favorite scene in the whole episode. But Prager's son goes to Pike Industries. And her father is upset about something about bankers and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's upset.
Mm-hmm. And son comes and he says, "How's your pregnancy?" And she goes, and she basically tells her father that he hated her husband.
Yeah, she said, she goes, "You hated gin." He said, "That's not true. I like a little gin and tonic after a hard day at work." He did say that.
That's awful. But she tells him that, he keeps telling you, "Hate her husband. You're the reason why, one of the two reasons, people for the reason
why."
So
who do you think the other person is? Could it be?
I'm thinking Michael.
I'm thinking Widmore.
Okay.
Michael.
I don't know. Why not?
Why Michael?
I don't know. I still don't trust Michael right now.
I can't see Michael killing again.
And actually, you know, Michael wouldn't kill Jen because they're actually friends.
Yeah, they were good friends. And, you know, no, it wouldn't be Mike. It's got to be Widmore.
Yeah. But then she tells him, and the father's upset. He's like, "You need to show me respect. I'm your father." And then she tells him that she got a large settlement from Oceanic and she bought a controlling interest in the business.
Now, do you think if it was Widmore...
Now you will respect
if,
me.
If Mr. Pike is one of the three people in the triangle there...
Two. She said two. One of the two people.
No, we had three people. We're thinking we had Widmore, Ben, and...
Pike.
And Pike. Now, maybe Widmore is enemies with Pike.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wouldn't it benefit him to give money to Sun to screw over Mr.
Who
Pike?
Who knows? Maybe that's why she bought a controlling interest. Maybe they're going to use Pike Industries to upset Widmore Industries.
Yeah. We'll see.
But I thought that was a great scene and Mr. Pike being put in his place.
And she didn't back down.
No, she did not. We go to commercial break. We come back. It looked like an old Pinto.
I think it might have been it was either a Pinto, a Maverick.
Or a Gremlin.
It could have been a Gremlin. I couldn't see the back of the car.
Yeah, it was pretty beat up.
Yeah, it wasn't running too well.
No. But Hurley comes home.
In fact, it didn't stop running.
No. And he walks in, it's empty, and there's a coconut right in the front.
Yeah.
And then he starts to hear whispers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, dude, he didn't even get a break from coming off
the
island. And then he picks up the golden Jesus statue and ready to use it as a weapon. He opens up the door, and actually it's a surprise
like
party.
It's almost like a Jesus stick, but it's not. It's a statue.
It's a Jesus statue.
Yes.
And it's actually a surprise birthday party for Hurley, Kate, Aaron, Nadi, and Saeed are there. Kate says Jack's on his way.
Well, it's a birthday party for him. Yeah.
And then Hurley's father shows him the present that he got for him. And he said he worked on it while he was gone. It was like he was still with him. And he shows him that he actually fixed the Camaro.
We forgot the best line, though, when he was talking to Saeed. Well, was it Saeed when they were talking? Hurley was talking to him about, and that was a Hawaiian theme.
Yeah, an island theme.
And he goes, yeah, Mom just doesn't quite get it.
Yeah.
It was almost like Castaway when he comes back.
Oh, yeah, and there's all like the crab.
There's it's all fish food. And, and he's like, look, yeah, thanks, guys.
But he gets in the car and he starts to start it up, but then he looks in the dashboard and it's the numbers and the odometer.
And he can't get away from those numbers.
No, he can't. Poor guy.
I looked, I said,
and then he runs away.
Said, no, I don't want it. I don't want it. Even though the keychain had a rabbit's foot.
Mm-hmm. Like, what else other kind of car did Hurley start with a rabbit's foot keychain?
Oh, I can't remember.
A Dharma bus, maybe?
Oh, did it? Yeah, that's true. Oh, true. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's the same rabbit's foot.
I don't know. Probably not. But we go to Hurley, Ben, and Locke. They're going to. They get to the Orkin.
Keep calling it the Orkin.
Orchid. Orchid. I'm gonna get emails saying it's Orchid.
I don't need to answer. I'm already so far behind the emails. I don't need to enter 50 emails. It's not Orchid, man.
It's the Orchid. I'm sorry. Ben reveals that Widmore knows about it and knows that they're trying to get to it.
But you know, Ben's already admitted during this show that he's a liar.
Yeah.
That he stretches the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Do we believe Ben?
Exactly. He looks through the binoculars, and he sees that Keem and his men are already there.
Right.
Now, he also said that the reason why they didn't do it before moving the island is because it's a very dangerous thing, and it's not exact.
Right. So. But he also said, though, because I think Hurley said, even if we move the island, won't the soldiers still be on the island?
Exactly.
So that comes to the point. I think we were talking about it last week. I can't remember what we were talking about, but we talked about before, wouldn't they still be there?
I have a feeling that whatever happened to Ben when he was transported somewhere, maybe those soldiers would be transported as well to some other different place off the island.
Off the island.
Possibility.
Okay, we'll see.
Because remember, also in kind of relation, Ben gave Locke his beating stick.
Right. Yeah, he went in there without it, but he always has a plan.
Exactly, told him that.
But where Locke, who doesn't always have a plan? Locke.
Yeah.
Locke doesn't always have a plan. So that was another shot at Locke. Don't you
a
think?
A little bit, yeah.
Because Locke, mm-hmm. I've been saying, well, I think most of us, other than you, believe Locke never has a plan. He always has this look on his face like, huh?
I'm going to still root for Locke. He's a good guy. We go back to the raft. They get to the freighter and...
The raft? Oh, the speedboat.
Little speed raft.
Okay. So what is, they built a little...
No, the little...
Wilson!
Little lifeboat thing. But they get back to the freighter... And Sun and Jin get up, and they realize that Michael is there.
Yeah, and he's just not popular.
No, he is not. And you can even see in Jin's face how sad he was.
Yeah, it's like, dude.
Yeah, because they're friends, you know. And
you broke
tough.
My heart.
Yep.
You broke my heart.
But Michael fixed the engine. Desmond gives heading to the sailor there.
305.
Yep. And but then something is interfering with the video monitoring.
And I was thinking maybe
like
is it Penny trying to get through or something?
Yeah, exactly.
What's going on?
But he says he's not getting within 5. Was it miles of the?
Yeah,
island?
He's not gonna be able to get within 5 miles of the island.
Yeah, until this is figured out.
Which 5 is not one of the numbers.
But let me go to Jack and Sawyer going after the helicopter.
He said, "Do you cut yourself shaving?"
Yeah, exactly.
Which I thought was funny.
That was pretty funny.
Is that another shot at Jack's face always needing shave?
Or maybe it was even a joke that Juliet was actually shaving his chest too.
Okay.
But they get to Frank Lapidus and he says, "I gave you the phone so you could come and get me free," and they're going to use the helicopter to get off the island.
Yeah, and well, Sawyer didn't like being ordered around.
No.
What do you say? You wanted like an iced tea or something?
Yeah. But also, they find out that they ask, you know, what's going to happen to Ben if he's going over there? And he says, they're probably going to take him, and what happens with anybody that's with them? That doesn't look too good for them. And he's like, and Sawyer goes, "Oh, well, Hurley's with Ben.
Yeah, we have to go get him." Which is a different Sawyer.
Yes.
Sawyer's definitely changed.
He's changed. And I think it really goes back to last season with the tearing up of the letter and killing the real Sawyer.
Yeah,
Anthony Cooper. And maybe it's like now he has that off his chest and he's into his new developed phase, which I really like. I really like the Sawyer this season.
So it means they're going to kill him. He's going to be killed off.
But then we go back to Jack's flash forward, and he's at his father's wake.
Right.
And he says, you know, my dad doesn't like these things, but this is more for me. And he says goodbye to his father and that he loved him.
His dad liked wakes just for the drinking.
Yes, free drinks.
Free drinks.
But then he runs into Claire's mom, who is awake from her coma.
He said 10 months ago.
Yeah, 10 months ago.
So there's all kinds of different clues in here for if someone is good with math.
Time period.
They can figure out kind of what the time period
is. Yeah, more after today's episode.
Well, see,
we'll
10 months,
the math
they crashed in September.
September 22nd, 2005.
So let's see, 3, 2, 3, 4. So it's around June. June of 2005.
June of 2006.
2006.
And they're in December right now.
No, they crashed in 2004.
Huh?
They crashed in 2004.
Yeah, 2004.
So it's got to be...
Yeah, so June of 2005.
It's either June or July of 2000.
Is when they're back. Right. And also, remember, around this time on the island right now is December, around a little bit after Christmas, around Christmas time.
Yeah, it's going to be... We'll probably almost...
So there's a lot of time left, island time, that we have to get to. So that thought about, well, now it's just going to be all off-island? I don't think so, because there's all this island story
no,
still
they're,
left.
They're still going to.
Yeah.
Especially next season, definitely still have, we'll still have some island.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it gets blown up.
So let me go to his flash forward, and blah, 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 he's at the father's wake. And then after everyone leaves, he runs into Claire's mom, who is awake from her coma.
Yes, of course.
When
you wake up from a coma, the first thing you want to do is go to a wake.
But she tells him that... Christian Shepherd, the reason why he died is because he was in Sydney because of her, but she didn't see him because she was in a coma.
Right.
And she reveals to Jack that Claire was his sister. It was a pretty heavy moment.
And I thought he handled it pretty well. He didn't he didn't go like Claire, you know, like he knew of her or something like that. But I thought it was pretty
And that was just that heavy burden just like completely thrown on his back.
I thought it was pretty wrong for Claire's mom to tell him at that point.
He
just has said goodbye to his dad. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's going to see his dad more, a few more times. But he's just saying goodbye to his dad, and Claire's mom's there going, "Oh, by the way, your dad...
He had an affair.
And
you have a half-sister."
Yeah.
And she was on the plane with you.
Yeah.
And you stole her baby.
And you left her behind. And...
So, yeah, that's definitely a heavy burden there. And Kate was there, too, and heard the whole thing as well.
And here's some pills and some alcohol, and might as well get started. You may not want to shave for a while.
Then we go back to the freighter. Michael's telling his story to Sun and Jin. Desmond then calls Michael and Jin and Sun in, and they find out that there is a whole load of C4.
Right. Now, you got to be thinking, why would they have left those guys on the freighter without a... They had a plan.
Uh-huh.
Kimi and the boys had a plan,
mm-hmm.
whereas, you know, other people on the island, they never seemed to have a plan. These guys had a plan. Well, if something happens to us... You're toast.
Yeah. And I guess that explains what that thing is on his arm.
Yeah, I think that would be it. If something happens to him, boom.
Bye-bye goes the ship.
Right.
And once they're in there, Jin sends Sun and the baby Aaron out. And to me, this is kind of signifying what's going to happen to Jin.
Okay, sends him
I
out.
Feel Jin's
but,
dead.
But out to what?
She sends her out to the deck.
I don't care. The thing, all that, if that blows
well,
up.
I'm thinking maybe they'll take the raft back to the island.
Okay. Yeah, but okay, you go take the raft back. See, that's where they're not thinking rationally. They got to start thinking.
Yeah.
Go back to the island. Well, they're going to kill you on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to die here. You're gonna just take the raft away.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's a huge amount of C4 and doesn't look too good.
So this might not mean you might not get your happy ending with Penny and...
He better, I swear.
Now,
I really want them to have a happy ending.
Now, what if Penny comes emerging from the other side?
And saves them?
And
That'd
saves
be sweet.
Them. Would that be cool?
Yes, it would
oh,
be.
Oh, that would have been a good crackpot theory.
Too late, it's already ruined.
Forget I said that.
We then go back to Saeed and Kate, who are checking the jungle. Kate is tracking, and she realizes that they're actually being followed.
Right.
And then who comes out of the jungle? None other than Mr. Richard Alpert.
Well, Saeed calls him out. Whoever you are, come out!
Mm-hmm.
That's not too bright. See, Saeed's just not a good soldier. You don't scream.
Come on,
you don't
quit
scream
hating
at people.
On Saeed.
Would you scream at people to come out, or would you?
No,
scream,
I wouldn't.
Or would you get in position to at least try to protect yourself?
I agree. But Richard Alpert comes out, and she goes, and they're threatening him with a gun to shoot him.
He just keeps walking.
Yeah,
because like, you know why he can't die.
Well, he has an army of,
but
other
what,
others.
You think that he can't? Maybe he can't die. He doesn't age, so.
Don't know.
Maybe
he's a vampire or something.
The island will protect him.
But the others that we have not seen in a long time appear and disarm Saeed and Kate.
Are they wearing the costume outfits or is that the real outfits? They're wearing the old Tom outfits.
Yeah, they're wearing their kind of
the old
utopian society
right,
outfits.
So
maybe those outfits just work better in the jungle when they're in, camouflage hiding.
Because that's
mode.
Not how they were when that last season.
Well, yeah, they're in New Otherton.
Right, so they have to, when they're in attack mode, they have to, or when they're surrounded.
Well, I think when they're trying to be sneaky and stealthy throughout the island, that's what the kind of clothes they
wear.
You
think it's a clothing that helps them?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know how much is into really the clothing they wear. Then we go back.
It helps make the man.
To Ben, Hurley, and Locke. And Ben tells Locke how to get to the Orchid Station. And Ben says he's going to go to divert the bad guys, and he gives Locke his little being stick, as we said.
Well, he
earlier.
Gave Locke this direct. Now, do you think he was telling Locke the truth?
I don't know. He always has a plan.
Or do you think he's just setting Locke up?
I don't think he's setting Locke up.
I think he's setting Locke up.
I don't know. I think he's really on a different mission now. I think he's really on the mission to get back at Widmore. I don't think he's so much as a mission to get back at Locke or try and control the island. I think the last episode really showed that Ben accepted the fact that he's not the island's go-to guy anymore.
What do they need Hurley for?
Remember, they said Hurley to go home, but Hurley wanted to stick with them.
I know, but Locke kind of, Locke manipulated him.
No, he didn't, because he said to Ben, I'm not you. And then Ben said, you're right.
Yeah, but Locke did kind of trick him into staying.
No, I honestly think Locke was being honest.
Well.
You just don't like Locke, so you like to put a negative light on him.
What's Hurley going to do, though? He has no. He's just sitting there.
Well, I know, but remember, did you not remember what happened last week?
No.
Then why are you bringing it up?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I know it. No, I know it happened last week. But
yeah, you're saying
Locke.
I'm going to go back here into the jungle. I might get killed, or I could stay with you guys.
I understand that Ben has something. I guess maybe Jack and Sawyer will come up and save Hurley.
Well, exactly. We don't know what happens and how they get to.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out how six people can be in all these different spots.
Well, we have 2 hours next week or 2 weeks from now to find out.
And I guarantee you, they're not going to tell me.
They said they would.
Oh yeah, they say a lot of things.
But then there's a montage of all the Oceanic Six and where they are, and they're in completely different parts of
which
the
is
island.
Just confusing me. Because the way they start was so cool the way they started it.
Yeah.
They're on the, they're on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all happy. Da, 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 da.
And, but then Ben turns himself in to Kimi, and, Kimi puts a gun right up to his head and is about to pull the trigger, but does not, knocks him out, cut to loss.
Right. Now, why didn't he kill him?
Because he needs them for something, obviously.
That's what you don't do with your enemies. You don't kill them. You keep them around so they can escape.
Well, no, I think he definitely needs some kind of information from Ben before he kills him.
That's probably true.
But that's the episode. I thought it was a really good episode. And I think once all the three parts are together, it'll really fully have its full awesomeness picture. But I thought it was a really great start to the three-part season's finale.
I thought it was very good. It left me going, okay, I wish I would have the extra 2 hours now.
Yeah, exactly now.
But then, of course, in 2 weeks from now, I'd be complaining.
Which is when it's doing its job, right?
Right.
All right. What do you say we get into what you guys thought about this episode in listener feedback?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, guys, it's listener feedback time. We got a lot of great calls to get into, so let's get in the first set of five calls right now. Are you ready, Jack?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
Hey, guys. I'm a first-time caller, and this is Apple Shampoo from Dallas.
And I just finished watching There's No Place Like Home, and it was a great episode. I swear to God, great. And the only part I want to say comment on is that when Jack said "son of a bitch," that was I laughed my ass off because that's Sawyer's catchphrase, and I started laughing. And my mom kept on looking at me like I was crazy. All right, thanks for the show, guys. Later.
Hey, this is Joe in New York. Just finished watching episode. What was it called? Oh, yeah, sorry. There's No Place Like Home, the first part, and I was thinking that the C4 on the freighter is hooked up to the thing that was on Kimi's arm so that if they want to try something stupid on the freighter, then Kimi can blow up the freighter through that remote on his arm, which is why he didn't want to shoot him, because there's also, if he gets shot, then it'll also blow up. Well, that's all. Have a nice day.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Christian Dachik from New York City, long-time listener, first-time caller. Just calling to say that it was a great episode, a lot of good Hurley moments. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Jen. You know, he's on the boat. And I love the whole scene with Jack finding out that Claire is his sister. Thought it was very emotional. And the whole scene with Sun and her father, you know, it'll be very interesting to see how things work out. But, yeah, keep up the good work, guys.
Hey, Jay and Jack, Lloyd from PA here. Just a quick listener theory, kind of a crackpot one probably. But anyway, Albert we saw on the episode tonight arrives to, with a bunch of people, capture Kate and Saeed. Just was thinking, maybe we've seen him pop up in different locations. Maybe he's going to pop up from time to time with all of the Oceanic Six. Somehow escort them back to the plane that we saw at the beginning of tonight's episode and get them off of the island. He seems to be orchestrating things. Maybe he wants to keep John Locke there. Maybe he wanted those people off, and maybe he's a bigger player than we thought. Thanks, guys. Just a quick theory. Great podcast. You guys are my favorite. Keep up the good podcast. Hey, thanks a lot. Bye.
Jay and Jack, it's Bob Rocks in Detroit. I don't think I've ever had goosebumps for an entire episode, but I have now, and that was crazy. I don't even know what to think. I just want you to play that I said that that was the best episode this season so far, and I think the next episode is going to be the best Lost episode ever. And Richard Rocks, I'm out.
All right, thank you for those calls.
So we just played your call.
There you go, buddy.
The best episode of the season. I don't know if it's the best episode of the season.
No, I don't know if it's the best episode of the season, but I think once all three parts are together,
I think it'll definitely
be a good contender for the best episode of the season.
Are you going to guarantee it?
No, I'm not you and make false guarantees.
Of course, you can't. You don't have the
stamp of making guarantees that don't
actually work out. I guess word is you don't have the guts. You don't have the guts to do it.
Call me Yella?
Calling you Yella.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. Lloyd, I actually listened to Lloyd's theory. I like that theory.
I know, that was pretty interesting.
Richard Albert is going to gather all the six together and get them on the plane somehow.
Kane's canceled, right?
Kane is canceled, yes.
Good.
Now, what would have happened if Kane was I actually like Kane. I thought it was a pretty good joke.
Yeah.
It was all right. I liked it. It was good. I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
But what would have happened if it was a hit show? And he couldn't come back to Lost.
Well, luckily it
no, but I'm
out
saying,
in our favor.
What you know, would he have been the key? You know, he's saying Lloyd's saying he's the key.
Well, I think maybe they would have interested another character to play that role. But now that he is not on, Kane,
he does have an army, so he could go in there and do whatever. And they sneak up on people.
Yeah,
they have that stealth.
Stealthiness.
So, all right, and then Christian. Basically saying all the acting was great.
Yeah.
I think we've been saying it all season. The acting is just top notch.
It has been top notch, and credit that to the actors. And also, I think you can definitely credit that to the writers that have also developed along with the actors.
The acting,
their relationships with the actors and the writers has developed as well.
First couple seasons, the acting was really good, but it's gotten great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you can tell, like you were saying, the writers and the actors are just, they're one.
Yeah, they've really melded, and together they've really made these characters so real.
They melded?
Melded. Okay. Melded.
Okay. Maybe, you know, our fourth season, our podcast, we could melded together. Maybe we could do that.
Melded. That's melded.
Hey, that's fine. I agree with Joe. What's attached to Kimi's arm is going to blow. But I have a theory about that.
Okay.
You know, John Locke hasn't blown up anything this season.
Yeah.
What if he finds out that thing on Kimi's arm is attached to the C4? Don't you think he'll go, you know, it's been a long time since I've got to blow something up. And I don't want people to leave the island. I want to screw up everybody's plans. I'm going to take it and just press the button. Who's ever on there, I'm sorry, too bad. As Penny's boat comes there to rescue Desmond, and they're about ready to go, you know, the sun's setting and stuff like that, and it's all romantic and stuff like that. There goes old John Locke pressing the
button.
You
know, as ridiculous as it is, I wouldn't, like, be surprised if that happened.
Locke is going into... what do you want to bet? It's Locke that blows it up. Okay, you know what?
Oh, man.
I'm going to guarantee it.
Okay.
Another guarantee.
Okay.
That may not happen. And then Apple shampoo, which is actually the shampoo I use.
Really?
Apple shampoo.
I like the Suave Strawberry Mountain shampoo.
Yeah. I don't really have... I shave my head pretty...
pretty close. You got like a number one on there.
I got a number one. I just said do it. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Not like I have anything up there, really. But yeah, he was a son of a bitch was... it is Sawyer's line.
That is Sawyer's line.
Yeah, so I thought it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Okay, ready for the last set of calls here?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
Jay and Jack, this is Gary from Ohio. Unreal. I got chills so many times during that episode, and I can't wait 2 weeks. Can't wait to hear what you guys think is going to happen in the final. And, man, just that was that not the best episode of the last 4 years? Looking forward to the podcast, guys. Late.
What is going on, Jay and Jack? This is Chris from formerly Brooklyn, currently Queens, soon to be Manhattan, and I just finished watching the episode, and damn am I pumped for the 2-hour conclusion in 2 weeks. I mean, it was a great, great, great setup for the rest of the finale, but it was just an awesome, awesome episode to boot. I mean, Jack finding out Claire's his sister, son taking or getting a stake of Pike Industries, Saeed seeing Nadia. I mean, there's just a lot of great stuff in this episode, and I cannot wait to see what happens in 2 weeks. Every time something happened, I totally just like got the chills and floored. That's all I got. No theories, no nothing. Just can't wait to see what happens in 2 weeks. Catch you later, bros. Hope Disney was awesome. Peace out.
Hey, Jack and Jay. Kaiser from Chicago. What an amazing episode and an absolutely emotional roller coaster. I had a lump in my throat a good part of the episode. It was emotionally resonant with them getting off the island and meeting people but knowing they were lying and left people behind. When Jack had to take a step back when he found Claire was his sister, I staggered back myself. At that point, I was pretty much watching the show standing up, my face about a foot and a half from the HDTV. At any rate, I look forward to your podcast tomorrow, guys. Keep up the good work, and I hope you got back safely from Disney. Take care.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Seth from Jersey. One theory from tonight's episode with Sun taking over her father's or having a controlling stake in her father's company, I'm thinking that could be a way that the Oceanic Six bankroll a trip back to the island in later seasons. Just a thought. Great show, as always. Hope to hear from you guys soon.
Hey, Jay and Jack, my name is Becky from Colorado, and I have a quick question. Why has Danielle Russo's story never been told yet, her backstory? Thanks. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Because she's a liar.
I think the reason why, I don't know why they killed him, but I think the producers and writers can definitely still give her backstory.
Or maybe they just didn't want to do it. And said, look,
well, they said they would, though, you know.
You know what they say, but they also said there may be things that we've said we'll do and we can't get to.
Yeah.
Because they're running, they are running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Because after tonight, after next week, we got 17 episodes next year and what, 16?
No, 17.
So 34 more episodes, 35 more episodes.
Yeah.
Left.
Yeah.
They're running out of time. And you're going to have mm-hmm. off-island time.
Yeah.
So they're running out of time, so maybe it's just easier to kill her off. Maybe people will forget about it. But people really want to know her backstory.
Yeah, I think that definitely will. And I think that they can give that story rather easily. I think
they can.
In like a history of the island kind of episode.
Yeah, it won't be strictly about her.
No, yeah, but she'll like be like in the past and we'll learn her story.
We'll find out her name was Ima Russo.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't be trusted. let's see. Seth saying that maybe that now that Sun has the power of Pike Industry, maybe she'll bankroll
a trip back.
The way that happens if Jin's still alive, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's a neat idea, but I also like the idea more that it's going to be kind of maybe a Pike Industries versus Widmore Industries.
Yeah, that maybe she'll
maybe
find out.
Ben will beg Sun to work in his crew.
Well, maybe she'll find out that Widmore was behind.
Yeah, and then Ben will use Sun's want to get back to Jin if he's still alive, or get vengeance for Jin if he's dead to get her on board.
And then was it Kaiser saying that he was, you know, floored back by Claire like Jack was?
Yeah,
he found out, that was a good scene. That was really
yeah, it was a really intense scene.
Yeah, and we did get back safely from the DW. That's what we called it.
Yeah.
Disney World. Even though we logged like 150 miles and walking. Like Chris was saying how great the episode. A lot of people are saying how great the episode.
Yeah.
I'm not saying great. I thought it was good. I guess.
Like, well, I can't really say great because it's not finished. There's still two more parts.
Yeah. And like I said, once I think it's all completed, I'll probably be all in. Yeah, this was great.
But yeah.
Is it going to be the best ever?
That's tough.
That's tough. I mean, how can you. Last year's final episode
was great.
Well, it had to be, because I didn't know. I had no clue. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's spoilers out right now because I'm not looking for them. And mm-hmm. of course, I've been away from the internet for a whole week.
Yeah.
And not that
I've been extremely spoiler free.
Yeah. I mean, I've been looking at the email. I don't think there's been rumors out that people have had
yeah.
this final script like they mm-hmm. did last season. It would have killed me last season. I would have known what was happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know nothing what's going to happen on. Like Gary was saying, what do you think is going to happen next week in the final? What do you?
I have no clue, and I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the ride. Really,
because really, there's so many secrets. I don't think they're going to give us everything.
Mm-hmm.
They might give us something.
Yeah,
but of course, there'll be that cliffhanger last year. Like, where you think it'll be as good as? Well, I'm trying to say, will it be as good as last year?
I don't think you can beat, oh my god,
what's going on here?
Yeah, I don't think you can beat last season finales. Just like. At the end where I was like, I don't know what's going on whatsoever.
Plus, we had no idea if they were going to go back to the island or not.
Yeah, exactly.
We had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, I was like, I have no clue whatsoever where this show is going. And I was just like it seemed like at the end of that, I was just like, every single like piece of information that I built up in my mind, it was just like, it was just a race.
Because even the actor said last year, when they were after that final episode, they were just blown away.
Yeah.
And if you're an actor on the show, and obviously they, mm-hmm. they don't know everything that's going on, but they have some insight. Mm-hmm. If you're blown away and you're just a fan or someone who's watching something going, oh my God, what's going on here? I can remember doing that podcast, I was going, I remember saying, I go, I don't even know if I'm going to like it next year if they're all off the island. I like mm-hmm. the island story, but.
But I think so far this season, I think they have done a masterful job.
Right. I think they kept me in tow because I was, like I said,
I have not had one point this season where I've been like, okay, I'm kind of tired and bored with this episode.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Have not had that once. I felt like every episode was fresh and every episode was moving fast and every story mattered to me. Even though I really liked season three, there was Bai Ling and.
Yeah.
Some other episodes are a little like kind of just slow pace.
Right.
Even
for you who says every episode's great.
Yeah. No, there was definitely some. And I didn't like Exposé that much at all. But yeah, so even in season two, there was a lot of times in season two, I remember podcasting, I was like, okay, this episode's kind of boring.
Right.
But
let's try to be cheery.
Yeah. But no, season four has been great. And, I hope they can even top last season's finale.
Well, I think it's because they have a plan. They have mm-hmm. they have there's an ending.
Yeah.
And I think that makes it easier when you, a show like this where you have an ending, because you never want to see a show get to a point where it's just like, okay, just get off the
air. Yeah, exactly. Just end it.
I'm watching it like ER. And I've probably seen every episode, but even tonight, we didn't even tape it. It's gotten old. It's like, okay, you need to go away. You've been great for so long, but you need to go away.
It's time to end.
You never want to see Lost go that way.
So. Exactly. Thank you for those calls. And give us a call at 263-9211.
Calling time.
For more thoughts, questions, comments, and or theories for our Monday episode, which is really listener feedback oriented.
Right.
And those are for the more thick and juicy theories.
Yes.
And listener theory of the week.
Yes.
Jack, do you have your crackpot theory of the week ready?
Well, we have an update on the contest.
Oh, we do, huh? Let me get some music for that. Right.
It's upbeat. I like it. Something peppy. Something
snappy. Yeah,
we decided in the contest before we watched the episode that we still had two more. We basically had two more in episode 12 and episode 13. We're going to count next week as episode 13, right?
Well, and for contest purposes.
Even though it's one big episode.
Yeah.
It just makes it more exciting. I think.
It just leaves you less work of having to add new questions and all this.
Right. So today was we'll call it episode 12, Who Will Speak First? And of course, that was Jack of the list. It was Ben, Claire, Kate, Jack, and Locke. And of course, Claire was not even in the episode. So Jack spoke first. And if you said Jack, it was worth 42 points. And there's a bunch of other ones in that people appearing. But the dude count, I had the dude count at 3 today.
Okay.
So dude count was at 3, and there's other things going on. And that's just what we're doing.
Okay. Now, are you ready do you have a crackpot theory yet?
Actually, I think I had two pretty good ones on there that I should have just stuck with those because they're a lot better than the one I have now.
Okay, well, let me get the drum set ready. All right, let's hear it.
The crackpot theory today.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to make it sound a little more exciting than it was.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, wasn't this episode great today?
Come on, let's get to it. Pull it off. It's like pull it off like a band-aid.
Okay, we saw Claire's mom today, right?
Yes, we did.
Okay. She's going to find out that Aaron, supposedly Kate's child, she had 6 months. She was supposedly 6 months pregnant when she was. Now, she was pretty thin when she was with the.
Yes.
I mean, she didn't look 6 months pregnant to me. But anyway, I get off topic because I'm trying to.
Yeah, come on. Let's get to your theory.
That she's going to find out that Aaron is Claire's baby from. Who do you think I'm thinking?
Jack?
No. From Hurley. Hurley never keeps a secret. So. That's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Wow. I think out of all your crackpot theories, even Rose and Bernard, that was just bad.
Rose and Bernard's a great, and people still want to believe in the Rose and Bernard theory.
Because it was so, like, insanely out there and lame.
But this one is like, actually, stupid. I wish I would have thought of the one that Penny's boat's going to come up and John's going to blow
it
up.
I'm disappointed, but, you know.
You know, okay, I'm on no sleep. I had to get up at 4:30 today to catch
up. You're starting to sound like me.
Well, I'm a little.
You're starting to sound like me.
A little irritated in the whole Disney bus travel thing.
All right. Save that for, you know, other shows.
Other show? You mean the show that's
gonna sweep the nation?
Sweep the nation.
All right, Jack. Are you ready to close with the show?
Yes, I'm so ready.
All right.
Are we gonna talk about the?
Yes, we are. Okay. In the closing.
All right. Shut up.
All right, guys, that is our show for this Friday.
Yay!
If you would like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
That's 206-309-0311.
Call anytime with your Lost comments and theories and everything that's involved in Lost. And if you want to join the Lost, you want to join the Lost fan club.
Well, I'll just let you go.
I got that Disneyland thing. You know, they just have 25 channels of all Disney
World. It was pretty crazy.
And that one girl.
Yeah, spunky lady.
She was very spunky.
Top 7 Disney World resorts.
It's on a loop.
Yeah.
It's on a loop. In fact, you know, if you want
to. It was cool watching it like the first time because it was the first time going. We got to see, but.
But you know, it's funny.
About the 30th time.
The worst part was I'd had to get up and go to a certain spot and I would always miss like the number 2 attraction or the number 1 attraction. So I had to watch the whole thing again. Just, it was horrible.
Also, you can send us email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, lostpodcast@gmail.com.
And I am way behind. I'm sorry. I'm way behind in the email.
Yes, you are.
I mean, I'm behind.
So, you want to say how much because it's just depressing.
It is depressing. I'm not. I, Finally got on. I scanned it today, and I was like,
well, we got this internet card to try and have internet to do the show and do everything the way we needed to.
And I figured
to.
In downtime, I'd be able to answer the emails.
Yeah.
Best I could.
And it...
It didn't work.
It didn't work. The actual... Then we tried to actually get internet from the hotel.
And it didn't work for 2 days.
That didn't work.
They're like, oh, sorry.
And it just... And...
You know, you're in a cabin.
And the cabins were actually really nice.
Yeah, they were nice. It was nice, you know.
But, yeah, the internet was just... Good old Mickey. Yeah. Good old... Chris?
Yeah, I think it was.
I knew it was you. You broke my heart.
I think it was the official Lost podcast.
And the reason why I'm joking is while, because but... we went to the ABC commissary. And we got
didn't
went
get,
there for lunch.
You got the Lost.
And I got the Lost meal. They have like different meals in their ABC shows. And number one, meal number one was these little fish fried, like fish fillets or something.
I was looking for some boar.
And, and that was the Lost. It was like Lost Down the Hatch fish something.
Yeah, that was what it was. And they have actually they have some Dharma. They have Hurley's.
Well, yeah, they had a little kind of glass case, and they had some Dharma cans, and they had Hurley's comic book.
Right.
The polar bear comic book.
We took some pictures with it of herself there. And it was cool.
And then most of the stuff they showed on the video monitors was actually the official Lost podcast.
Right.
They had the Michael Giacchino score thing.
Which was very cool.
Yeah, but of course, our arch nemesis, Chris.
Right.
The host of the ABC Official Lost podcast.
And why don't we
showed
like
up on the TV screen.
And why don't we like him? Because I think he doesn't like us.
I don't think he likes us.
I'm taking it personally. We asked him to call.
Because we said, hey, Chris, you know, we're buddies, we're podcasters.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
We're all part of the same family.
But, you know, he decided to be our arch nemesis, so...
Yeah,
Chris, that's all on you, buddy.
I think he even gave us a bad review one time.
I think he did. I think it was like Chris 2000.
Yeah. I'm going to steal your haircut.
We're just kidding, Chris. Come on. We want you on the show.
Come
Give
on.
Us a call.
206.
309-7.
Call anytime. But if you're going to send an email, it's going to take me a while to respond. Now, a lot of the emails, though, are emails about the... just scanned it real quick. The MP3 and iTunes.
Yeah, I'm actually going to try and actually go back and put those up as well.
Why is iTunes not working?
iTunes is, I don't know. It's so fickle sometimes.
I just scanned through like 10 or 11 of them.
Yes, I mean, the upload, I think, corrupted the file, so the chapters didn't work right. And it's just the whole internet thing really messed us up. But we should be back on track for this episode. And speaking of what we're going to be doing after Lost, we usually go into our Ramblecast. And,
yes, which is something I hate to do.
And also, we started up the Married Man podcast.
Right.
It was a very fun podcast to do. And during Lost, we just kind of lost the time to do those. No pun intended.
Well, it's the Married Man cast has been hard because...
Yeah, it's also like scheduling that.
The scheduling. You know, we have to work.
So, and then it came to the point of what are we going to do once Lost is over? Are we just going to do the Ramblecast or the Married Man podcast or whatever? So then we decide we're going to actually merge the tribes, if you will.
Yes. The tribe has spoken.
Yes, we are moving, merging the Ramblecast and the Married Man podcast into one new show, which will be the future flagship show after Lost is completely done and over with 2 years from now. But we're starting up this summer, and it's just going to simply be called the Jay and Jack Show.
Right.
And
I thought we were changing to the Jack and Jay Show.
No.
Okay.
Unless you want to take away some of that money from your contract.
Yeah, the cash that's rolling in.
But we're working up a new website with Evan Agee at agedesign.com.
He designed the current one we have.
Yeah, and he's going to work on some new logos. But it's going to be an all-new show, but it's going to have some familiar... It's going to actually have a segment for the Married Man with Mr. Warm Taffy himself.
Right, it's explicit.
Some previews, yes. There's also going to be Versus going to be coming back. The Five
will be coming back.
Special.
We're gonna have like
we're gonna have actual different segments hosted by different people. Some of our podcasting friends, and we're gonna save those for a later.
Yeah,
we don't want to give those away.
Like I said, think we said before, California and Hawaii.
Yeah, and there's actually some other segments that we're working on, but it's basically gonna be like kind of what we originally wanted the Ramblecast to be everything.
Right.
And it'll be a twice a week show on Mondays.
Less of Jay is always good.
But it's going to be Mondays and Thursdays, and it's only going to... Mondays and Thursdays, like old school, like when we did it for the last podcast.
Oh, okay.
Monday morning,
that'd
Thursday
Friday.
Morning. No, we used to do them on Thursday morning when Lost was on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Morning. I see.
Gotcha. So we'll record the Monday shows on the weekend, and then do the Thursday shows on, like, Wednesday.
Okay, cool.
But it'll be twice a week. It'll actually, there's going to be two different kinds of feeds. It's just going to be MP3 feed. We're not going to be doing the AAC feed because it's just way too much hassle.
Plus, you don't know what you're doing anyway.
No, it's just it gets too difficult to do both at the same time. But we're actually going to be having the Ramblecast feed. We're going to have an explicit feed and a non-explicit feed. So one's going to be edited and one's going to be unedited for, you know, content. The Ramblecast feed will get the clean feed, which will be, you know, about PG rated, no R rated. And then the explicit feed will take over the Married Man feed.
Anytime you see warm taffy on there, make explicit.
And that will be taking over the Married Man feeds. So there's going to be two different Jay and Jack feeds, edited and unedited. Clean, that you can listen to on work and car in the car with your kids. And then the one that, you know, when just for adults only.
Right.
Or 17 and above. More mature audiences. And this show is basically going to be taking over for the Lost podcast when Lost is off right now for, I don't know, what, like 9 months or something like
that? It's ending of the... Ends next... the 29th? What's the date today?
15? Yeah, 29th is the last day.
So the 29th is the last day of May, so we get... 7 months.
So I think the launch date we're going to try and do is the first week in June. And
9 months. Oh, whatever.
Yeah, and we'll start the new show, the Jay and Jack Show, which is going to be the merged Married Man podcast and the classic Ramblecast.
And we'll have our special guest, Chris, on the official Lost podcast.
Yeah, and this should be fun, and we got a lot of great ideas coming up. And I think it's going to be a very cool show, and I'm excited about it.
Well, it's just going to be fun.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun.
No pressure. No theories. No, nothing like that.
And we'll give you guys more details on, like, guest hosts for their segments. I think we got a lot of cool people.
Will there be a little cool segue music for their...
Maybe. Guests will have segue possibly. Music. I'm going to... Actually, I have to write a new theme song for this and some other stuff.
Since I never got a song.
Think you want a song?
Nope, I don't want one.
But so, that's what we got right now. And the Jay and Jack Show.
Right.
Coming soon.
And... we'll do another podcast this Monday. Will be released, and then nothing until the following
Monday.
We're gonna take this Thursday off, and we're gonna think about doing a talk show one, but we don't have time because Jay's leaving town, and
they're gonna be in New York.
So we won't have time for that, but we'll do one next Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And then, Monday,
of course. Then the following Thursday will be Lost.
Yes, and I think not this Monday show, but the next Monday show, I want to look at and review the season 3 soundtrack that came out.
Yeah, I was also thinking, I was watching Pardon the Interruption. It's a show on ESPN where they do like a minute 30 segment on each thing. We should do names, have people send in names like Danielle, and then we just, minute 30, just quick debate.
That sounds like fun.
People can send in there, and we'll take like the 10 top names.
Okay.
If they want to do character Jack, and then you'll do your side, and we'll just
debate
it for like a minute 30 and do that, something like that.
Cool, that sounds fun. All right, guys, so we'll see you this Monday. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.